Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, ooh, yeah.
Jesus is more.
Yeah.
And wonderful.
Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I know, I know he can turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
We're more. Only in
Jesus,
only in Jesus.
Than
more than a miracle,
and
to change my
life.
Don't you know He made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, Christ,
Jesus,
I love
Jesus. It if you try, just remember the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle. Oh Lord, He can win the fight. Just call Him when you need a friend. Be it morning, noon, or night. Oh, there. God can do, cause what He's done for us, I know He can do the same. Yeah, oh, yeah, there's been times in my life when I felt like giving up, but let me tell you what He did for me.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Morning of Inspiration. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you, and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Inspiration is a ministry of the Central Church of Christ located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On this terrific Tuesday, our words of inspiration will be presented by Brother Patrick Metlock. We ask that you all please stop whatever it is you are doing, that you find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of inspiration, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Metlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Gateway Church of Christ in Southgate, Michigan. We are saints in covenant with God, and we are neighbors in love with you. Thank you, everybody that is on the Blog Talk Radio side of this. Thank you if you are if you eventually listen to this on www.blogtalkradio.com/grace-nurture. I believe that's still the URL for people to be able to go to it after the fact on an archival feed. And my attempts to try to do this via Facebook are running into some problems. I do a podcast, or we're basically launching a podcast about the Christian professional, and I basically did a rendition of that last night. And so when I have settings, audio settings that's set for that, they seem to not mesh well when I try to come back and do something with Facebook, and our recording has been on Mondays. And so when I come on the Tuesday mornings, if I don't change the setting, it messes things up for Facebook. And looks like even though the video end is happening, that there is still no sound on the other side. So we're encouraging those individuals to dial in, and they're dialing in by calling the number. So you may see quite a few people jumping on from the Facebook side, Danielle. Because they're looking at me, they're seeing my lips move, but they're not hearing me. So we apologize for that, and we'll be more dutiful in making sure that we make that transition smoother. But thank you for what you do. Thank you, Brother Bradshaw, for this opportunity. And thank everybody who's listening is willing to make the pivot that may be necessary. So Godspeed to all. Well, there was, or there is, a question. I'm not sure if people are able to see the question, and in seeing the question, actually they are on Facebook. The question is, what makes Christianity real for you? And so One individual is saying God's love for me and my love and obedience to God. Another person is saying knowing Christ and that he knows me. And another person is saying trying to stay prayed up and positive in this sin-sick world. And there may be other responses that maybe people on the Blog Talk side might have. But what I'd like to do is I'd like to kind of talk about this. I'm kind of finishing out a very busy lectureship schedule. I've been on three programs since the end of August, and so my last one is scheduled to be this weekend in Oscoda, Michigan. And the theme there is Christianity is real because, and then we have various speakers speaking on various topics. The idea of things being real, things being genuine, you want a real man, you want, we want to keep our real teeth, and, you know, maybe other things that you may have, that you may fill in the blank and say, hey, real is better than fake. But I preference that by saying in a lot of cases we have been comfortable with fake things, fake hair, fake muscles, fake purses, fake all kinds of things, fake grass, all kinds of things that we have rationalized and found a purpose to use those things that are not real, but are fake, that are false, that are really just mere facsimiles of the real thing. But I'll say to you that Christianity sometimes is purported as being real, but is really fake. And we'll sometimes even misunderstand and misalign the fakeness that we put forth as Christianity, and then we'll just believe and kind of brainwash ourselves into believing that it is actually real. But I want to remind you that Christianity needs to be real, and you need to figure out what makes Christianity real to you. Because when I look at the Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse number 13, but now faith, hope, love abide in these three. But the greatest of these is love. These ideas are definitely the ideas that help us to understand and help us to know that when it comes right down to it, our Christianity needs to be real. And I'd like to talk very briefly about these three aspects, and then the message will be yours. The idea of faith. Well, we remember that faith is defined, as we call it, in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. We in the Church of Christ oftentimes are very, very astute in being able to quote Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when you see these various things, we're hoping and we're praying that your faith can make your Christianity real by catering to what the Spirit reveals to us through the spoken word, through the written word that were provided by the incarnate word. That word is Jesus Christ. And know that that is what helps to make Christ real, when we can allow our faith to actually put these things forward. What about the idea of hope? Well, if you look at what the scriptures talk about with regard to hope, one passage that is very popular and referenced quite often is Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 24. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I have hope in him. We can take great solace in knowing that Jesus is the Alpha. Jesus is the Omega, the beginning and the end, that Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. And we can leverage the fact that the past that the Godhead has shown us by showing how he deals, the Godhead deals with the ones that are considered his children. And we can look and apply that to say, God will take care of me now in the present, as well as God will be there with me in my future. That is something that hopefully can make Christianity real to you and me. And then what about this idea of love? Well, you know, of course we can reference Jesus's famous quote in John 13 and 34, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another even as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. And I love that passage in applying it to this text, to this theme, because if you really want to know something that's real or something that's fake, people can either see it, they can smell it, they can touch it, or use whatever other faculties that God has given them, that if they have an intent on knowing whether or not it's real or knowing whether or not it's fake, then the evidence will reveal itself. And one thing that can allow us to really understand whether or not Christianity is real to us is whether or not people can recognize that there is Christ in us. And Jesus said the way that that happens is if we have love one for another. Let's close this out by referencing the words to a song that we would sing at Michigan Christian College quite a bit. Many of you may have sung it yesterday in your 2 days ago in your assemblies. If not, I want to put it on your heart right now, because there's this song that says, we are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that all unity will one day be restored, and they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love, yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will walk with each other. We will walk hand in hand. We'll walk with each other. We'll walk hand in hand. And together we'll spread the news that God is in our land. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. By our love. Yes, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. And they'll know we are Christians by our love. Father in heaven, I'm hoping that as we have delineated that faith, hope, and love is what really makes Christianity real for us, hopefully we can take the pneuma of the Spirit and be able to use it to help us to walk and talk and sing and pray in a way that makes our Christianity real, that will leverage the hope that we have in Jesus and the love that we have as we try to imitate what who was able to demonstrate in front of us, that Christianity can every day be real for us. Thank you for this ministry that Brother Bradshaw and the congregation there continues to put forth. Thank you for the people who've been able to listen and watch today. And we hope and pray that you will be able to glorify it as a result of our life today and every day. In Jesus' name we pray.